Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Public Health Administrator Jodine DeVault about the Warren County Public Health and Safety Fair. Warren County Public Health and Safety Fair going on at the Indianola YMCA. First of all, just kind of talk about putting this together and inviting all the community partners here today and talking about the services that they provide.
So we do hold this every year, and a lot of the vendors that come are people who've been here before. We do have a few new ones today, and we have anyone who believes that they offer a health service or product or a safety service or product to families, children, geriatrics, we invite them to come and attend. Some are some try to sell things. This is not a very good option for that, but we let them come if it's about health or safety.
Well, talk about the partnership with the YMCA and the great venue and kind of that partnership here between Indianola and Warren County Public Health.
So, and it's a great partnership. Casey here at the Y did approach us after our courthouse was torn down and there is no lawn. That's where we always have held our annual health fair. And so we partnered with her, and we can use either green space outside or the inside, which is nice. And it's just a good venue. It is.
Well, talk about some of the community partners that kind of, you know, and the services they provide for people that, you know, it's kind of that partnership between government and those other partners.
Right. A lot of the vendors are providers of some sort, home care, your nursing homes, long-term care, and skilled. Some of the mental health providers, both here and in Des Moines, but they serve Warren County. Physicians clinics, dentists, chiropractors, plus the non-medical providers like parents as teachers, service, any kind of service, mental health service, physical, social, emotional, Iowa State Extension, gardening. There is a variety of people here, and I learn something every year by just visiting the vendors. So I hope everybody else does too.
Well, kind of talk about the state of the services that we have here in Warren County. I think some people either A, don't know how good a lot of these services are, or B, maybe don't even know that they exist, but there are a lot of options available to us.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons we have the annual health and safety fair. We give a lot of free stuff away. Some agencies are geared toward children, some seniors, and a lot of them, everybody all through. So if we can get people to just show up, they will learn so much about the service providers here and go home with some goodies and have free snacks while they're here. It's just a fun fun fair.
Well, if I missed this fair, or maybe I didn't know about it, what should I do in the future to maybe A, learn about these things, or B, who should I talk to if I wanted to learn more in the future?
If you're looking for some kind of service, health or safety, you can always call public health. We will connect you with someone, or we will refer you to 211. And if I my last thing I say to someone who calls is, if you run up against a brick wall and you don't find what you're looking for, call me back. We'll work on it together.
Well, kind of talk about the relationship between Warren County Public Health and the community and just how much this type of thing really helps, not only getting to know everybody, but just kind of letting people know that you're around.
We're trying more and more to get out in the community since we've decertified and we're not doing home care, certified home care now. So our goal is public health. It's to get all people in our communities to think about health more, to make some good decisions affecting our health. And our goal is just to bring to the public anything that they want to learn about, anything they want to know. We'll go to any group and speak. We hold classes for fall prevention and how to function best if you have a chronic illness. We're all about education and encouragement, and if you need anything, you call us. If we don't have it, we'll hook you up with somebody who does.
All right. Well, overall, Warren County Public Health and Safety Fair, how'd it go this year?
It's pretty good. We're down a few vendors. Marketing budgets have been cut in a lot of businesses, so they don't have a lot of money to spend on the marketing, which is what everybody here is doing. However, it's efficient and it's small. It is a good place to try to market your service or your wares. So hopefully, and it's a new venue. There's probably some people who don't even know we're doing it this year because they know the courthouse lawn's not available. We feel like we have told everybody over and over and over, but there are probably some people who do not know. So we'll do it again next year in June, probably the second Thursday of June. And we'll see. This is a good venue, so maybe we'll partner again with the YMCA.
Thanks to Jodine DeVault for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KMIAKRLS.com.